You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mark Belusis. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
All right, a Thursday midday. Melusis with you, the Fan in New York, 888-808-1019. That is your number to call. Pete Dove across the way. I'll tell you something I don't miss coming in here on midday, the traffic. Traffic getting in here is an absolute and complete utter nightmare. And I was out of the house at like 7:30 this morning. 7:30 this morning. Kids out with Donna, heading off to school, everything like that. Out of the house at 7:30 this morning. It took me an hour and 45 minutes to get down here. I don't miss that. I'll tell you that. But we got next 4 hours for you. Take it right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Mark Melusis with you in for BT and Sal. Rolling right up next 4 hours. Plenty of time to chat with. Plenty of time to get into. Let's start it off with a little. And there's plenty to chat about. I mean, the Knicks making the right decision not to put up that dopey banner as far as the NBA Cup. And I like the NBA Cup. We'll get into that. Giannis, obviously, the rumblings, the rumors there. Not much as far as the Jets or the Giants concerned, other than the Jets firing their defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks. I mean, who really cares at this point in time, given the disastrous season they've had and the Giants, obviously, decisions to be made by ownership following this season as far as the future of their general manager, Joe Shane. And we'll see exactly how that plays out as they're looking for a new head coach to try and win year two with their young quarterback in Jackson Dart. But we start off with a little bit of baseball. And, like, I've said it time and time and time again. Like, as we've seen, and we'll get to the Mets, but we'll kick it off a little bit of Yankee baseball here. You know, the Yankees, in terms of still waiting here, and they want to bring Bellinger back, and we heard Hal go out there and meet with the media a couple weeks ago and talk about the fact that he's got to pay the city every February, and you don't know how much money it makes. I mean, basically telling you it's hard to be. I mean, it is difficult. It is hard to be an owner in Major League Baseball right now in terms of, you know, you don't know how much money we're exactly making. I mean, it was one of the strangest. It was, and I said it at the time, you know, on that Sunday following it. It was late in the week when he did it. I said at that time, you know, if you're Al Steinbrenner, somebody needed to pull the Zoom link basically 10 minutes into that conversation and basically say enough's enough. You're not helping out the cause here. And I've said it, the other aspect when you come to the Yankees is this. How much does it bother you? See, Cashman could go out there and tell Adam Ottavino and others, you know, we're in it to win it. Either you want to be part of it, you want to be all in, or and if you don't want to be all in, I can come to me and I'll fix it. Well, here's my question for the New York Yankees is, how all in are you? And it's a legitimate question. Because when you look at the Yankees, and you could talk about the fact of the return of Gerrit Cole coming off Tommy John surgery, and the Yankees starting rotation is going to be really, really good, and You know, they need to balance out that lineup. And they obviously would love to bring Bellinger back. And there's the rumors about Jazz Chisholm, even some concern about, you know, whether or not Anthony Volpe is going to be the Yankee everyday starting shortstop. That flew up, you know, 4 or 5 days ago. The issue when you look at the Yankees is this. The Yankees don't operate, and they haven't in quite some time, that their postseason failures bother them. They don't. They operate differently. Whether you want to admit it or you don't, that is exactly how the Yankees operate. Yankee fans, and I had one come up to me during the course of two off seasons ago after they lost in embarrassing fashion to the Los Angeles Dodgers in 5 games and made the 3 errors in game 5, basically telling me, well, it was a really good year. No, no, you lost. That's the issue that you have. The goal here is to win. And I hate the modern day thought process when you think about professional athletics of, you know what, if I'm happy with the process, I can live with the results. That is inherently BS. The process should lead to the ultimate result, which is winning. And if it doesn't, the process is broken. Because that's why we're in it. There's not a Little League Baseball like Hoffman out in Eastchester. There's not going out there. You're not going out there playing peewee hockey. You're not playing mite hockey. You're not going out there playing flag football with the kiddos. So this is professional sports. And if you're not in it to win it, and if you want to tell me that you are, but you operate differently, I don't believe you. See, it bothers Yankee fans to an absolute tilt when you bring up the idea that the Los Angeles Dodgers are the new New York Yankees in Major League Baseball, and they are. They are the evil empire. They go out there as they added Edwin Diaz this offseason to correct an absolute issue in the back end of that bullpen. They go out there, they add high-priced free agents like Yoshinobu Yamamoto, like Roki Sasaki, like Freddie Freeman. They make the trade with the Boston Red Sox and bring in Mookie Betts. They go out there and operate that basically they want to, they don't want to kill you. They want to slice your head off. That's the way they operate. Win at all costs. Do the Yankees go out there and operate that way? No, they don't. The Yankees like to pat themselves on the back time and time again. They like to tell you, hey, you know what? Roll the dice when we get to October. We'll see what happens. Build for the regular season. Cross the fingers, as the old cliche goes, hope for the best come October. Regular season results doesn't necessarily impact or mean that you're going to be successful in October. And that, to me, you are minimizing those that performed well when you got to October. Those that were great when the pressure was great. Do you minimize Madison Bumgarner for what he was as an October pitcher? The excuse away, Clayton Kershaw, great regular season pitcher, Hall of Famer, an absolute stiff in October. What about Bernie Williams? Bernie Williams, really good baseball player. Love watching Bernie. Number 51. Burn, baby, burn, as Sterling would say. Very good regular season player. He was immortal when you got to October. Outside of Jeter, there was nobody else you wanted up in a big-time spot than Bernie Williams. Maybe O'Neal, but it was...
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Debatable. Now you look at the Yankees, instead of going out there and being in attack mode, and I'm not telling you have to go out there and spend like a drunken sailor, but what lead you to believe? Were they in on Edwin Diaz? I mean, the Mets offered him 3 for $66. He got $69 million from the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he might have not wanted a pitch for the New York Yankees. Why don't you get involved? Because you think Bednar is just on the level of Edwin Diaz as a reliever, as a closer? That's the problem when you look at the Yankees. They'll tell you they're upset, as Hal is crying poor. They'll tell you that they're bothered. They'll tell you that the results are not good enough. Hal is telling you that everybody got along. I don't care. Not the Boy Scouts. Who cares if everyone sees eye to eye? The goal is, can you come together as a team? And the great ones do. That's the point. So as we've gone through here, and with the winter meetings have come and gone, and that has become an absolute bore fest, and that is a problem for Major League Baseball, right? But as the winter meetings have come and gone, and you're sitting here looking at this Yankee team, and you're saying, well, you know what? How exactly are we going to compete? The Orioles have gotten better. They added Alonso. We'll get to Stearns and the Mets here momentarily. But the Orioles have gotten a little bit better. You got the you got the Toronto Blue Jays going out there, big game hunting, bringing in Dylan Cease. And then you got the Yankees. And maybe we'll trade Jazz Chisholm. Maybe we'll think about moving Anthony Volpe. Listen, Volpe was never a player that was going to be, if you want to make this argument, was never going to be compared to Ozzie Smith, Omar Vizquel as a defensive player, regardless of the position he played at. Yankees could tell me about the gold glove that he won rookie year. I don't care. You watch him on a day-in, day-out basis, he's not a sound defensive player. But what was going to set Volpe apart was going to be what he was offensively for the New York Yankees. That's it. And the evolution of the Yankees, regardless of Hal telling me how much they spend in player development, well, outside of Judge, who else you got? I mean, Dominguez can't field. Wells, outside of hitting the ball over the fence from time to time, can hit. And Duhar rotting away on the vine. Frazier rotting away on the vine. How about Greg Bird getting called out by, you know, Yankee management because he was dealing with an ankle injury? Greg Bird, at one point in time, Cashman thought he was the best hitter in the entire Yankee system, pro and minors. He rotted away. You want to say injuries played a role? Fine. Injuries played a role. Nobody develops. I mean, who develops? You get frustrated because the Yankees, as an organization, used to look at themselves in the mirror. And I probably have never done this in my life and felt good about themselves. Looked at themselves and, you know what? Like a young Adonis. You know, like Schwarzenegger when he was putting out those videos, right? He was like, you know, flexing this and that, right? All that kind of stuff. It was the Yankees and everybody else. Now you listen to the Yankees, and it's like they've got rabbit ears. Years ago during the pandemic, remember they wanted to be like the Rays. Now they're scared to death about being like being compared to Los Angeles Dodgers. You had Boone during the course of the regular season saying that the team needs to be more multiple like the Toronto Blue Jays. They're scared to death of Cohen. Unfortunately, Stearns has taken away the money from Cohen, but they're scared to death of Cohen and his $23 billion across town in Queens. And instead of the Yankees being out there proud as a peacock, like proud as a peacock, and be like, you know what? We're the big bad New York Yankees. We're worth, you know, $8, $9 billion, whatever the valuation is in 2025, late 2025, early, you know, going to soon be early 26. The Yankees aren't happy with themselves. They're constantly looking over the shoulder. I'd like to bring payroll down. I have to pay the city 100 plus million every single February. Just because we're pulling in $750 million doesn't mean that's pure profit. You don't know the expenditures that we spend every single year. We spend more money than any other team, than every other team in Major League Baseball on player development. Okay. Maybe that needs to be reassessed. Like, you brought in the analytics department to analyze the Yankee analytics and how they use analytics last offseason. Maybe the Yankees need to take a look at that as well. Because ultimately, and this comes from a place of love. Place of love. I used to show up as a kid at the old stadium in the Bronx, you know, with my dad, my mom. I had birthday parties there on a Friday night, sitting in the upper deck. Nobody was there. Steinbrenner at the time threatening to move the team to Jersey. You know, and the Yankees always finishing in second. Had good teams, you know, had stars. You had Mattingly, you had Winfield, you had Jack Clark, who they brought over from St. Louis. Guy I love, God rest his soul, Ricky Henderson. Made some terrible trades, but still, they were an entertaining team. So this comes from a place of love. Comes from a place of frustration when I talk about where the Yankees' mindset is right now. It's okay. Just tell me. Second place is good enough. Or making the playoffs is good enough. As you walk into the new Yankee Stadium, and it's that, you know, what do they call it? The Hall of Heroes, whatever it's called. Remember, what's the new stadium? What's it called? What's
Great Hall.
The Great Hall, right? And you have the heroes of the past, and you have Ruth and Gehrig and DiMaggio and everything, right? This organization was built on championships, right? The legends of the game. This is the place where legends played. All of that, right? Well, it's legends. Yeah, I agree with you. Oh, is that my Uncle Pete's in Astoria, Queens, growing up, hearing about the great Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio, and they used to, my dad and my Uncle Pete used to go to the old stadium in the Bronx and everything like that. Like, yes, I agree. That's why I became a Yankee fan. But it was also built on championships. That's what it's built on. Not giving the good old college try. Not making it to October and hoping for the best. But winning. So I ask you, how much does it really bother the Yankees when you've seen their approach up until this point? Now, the offseason's not done. We haven't even rung in 2026 yet. Cody Bellinger is still out there as a potential, you know, free agent ad. A guy who fit the Yankees to a T and to an absolute T a year ago. But how much does it really bother the Yankees, the fact that they flamed out once again in the playoffs? That they haven't won a World Series since 2009, and it's soon to be 2026. That the Dodgers are really the new New York Yankees in Major League Baseball. That might bother you, but that is the God's honest truth. And that is no debate. The Yankees used to operate like it was them and everybody else. That's the way Los Angeles operates now. And they're out west. Every Japanese star that was hitting, you know, the open market had an opportunity to come. You know, even the guys that were not particularly good, like Hideki Arabu, Keigawa, Matsui's great. But they wanted to be a Yankee. Now the Japanese stars, all they want to do is be Los Angeles Dodgers. It's all changed. But the Yankees can tell you about player development. Cashman, a couple, like three GM meetings ago, can go out there and scold the media and tell you that our analytics department is not as big as you guys make it out to be. Tell the media that he's taking those apologies when Volpe's hitting 320. Listen, the day that Anthony Volpe hits 320 in Major League Baseball, I'll question whether or not it is Major League Baseball that I'm watching. And Hal's going out there talking about bringing down payroll. And that it's tough to be a Yankee owner. Those are the times we're in. Don't worry, I'll get into the Mets and Stearns, who basically wants to strip down every star that you show up and watch City Field at. You know, Alonso gone, Diaz gone, Nimmo gone, maybe Lindor gets traded to the Padres. I mean, and, you know, I saw the quote the other day. Well, Stearns likes, he doesn't like stars, he likes grinders, guys that are going to be there day in and day out. Well, tell that to the Met fan that's showing up there. You better win. If you don't win with those grinders, nobody's going to be showing up at Citi Field, and you know what? You're going to be looking for a job. 10:18, Melusis with you. It's a Thursday midday. We're just getting going. Get a little bit of baseball. Don't worry, we'll touch upon it all. We'll get into the Knicks, Giannis, the NBA Cup. What a championship it was the other night out there in Vegas over the San Antonio Spurs. And I like the NBA Cup, but we'll get into that. We'll touch upon the Jets and the Giants. Kostos will join us a little bit later on in the program as well. We're rolling right up until 2. It's a Thursday midday. Melusis with you right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.